This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayter and Shas, we're in Daf Yud Gimel, picking up on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are a little bit further down, but we're going to start from the two dots, about 10 foot 12, something like that lines up. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Amar Yehuda Shmuel. Halachic Rabbi Yossi. Halacha goes like Rabbi Yossi. Remember yesterday we had a three-way discussion about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Achirim. So it comes out that Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who says, like within the world Beis Hillel, that even Truma you're allowed to go and give on Yontif. So we were discussing the idea of challah and matanos. Yeah, for sure. If you're allowed to do truma, you're allowed to do challah and matanos as well. Rav Tavi Bereid, Rav Nechemia, Havalei Garba Dechamid the Truma. He had this wine of truma. And also came to Rav Yosef, came in front of Rav Yosef. Amalo, he says, Mayulam tuyi lekoin eidna. Can I go and give this to the kohen? Ha'idna, meaning now, today, can I give it to him on Yontif? Amalei, he said to him, Hachem Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halachik Rav Yosef. This is what we said, halacha is like Rav Yosef. So yes, you can. Ushpezichne derava barav Rav Chanan havale isur yasa dechardala. So now we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a little bit of a discussion, which is going to bring us back a question on our Mishnah. It's going to get into issues of dash and borer and things like that, and ultimately we're going to ask a question based off this discussion on our Mishnah. So we have the following: Ushbezichne deRava, the host of Rava by Rav Chanan, Havali Usuraisa deChardala. He had these, Rashi says, Chavilos shelChardal, bundles of mustard, b'sharvitin v'azer b'sochan, and they had that it was the seeds were inside of it. Amalei, he wanted to know, Ma'u lefruche, can I go ahead and break it down? The seeds, he wants to get out, and these seeds are in something, these things called pods, and he wants to open them up. Is he allowed to go ahead and lefruche, which means to crumble it up? Hasharvitin olotzi hazer b'yomtov. Rashi says, mi shari b'yomtov kishchita ukebishol. Is it like shchita and bishol you could do on yomtov? Or maybe, dilma kivin de efshem erev yomtov. I could have done this erev yomtov. Lo, the toldas disho. It's a tolda of disho, of dash, which is a malacha daraisa. And then maybe I wouldn't be allowed to do it. Umechal mina b'yomtov. Right? So the full sentence is, ma'u lefruche umechal mina b'yomtov. Can I go ahead and crumble it up to get out the area? Now, what's dash? Dash is when a person threshes. It's like if you have grains, you have the kernels that are in the chaff, and you would put an animal, would walk over it and crush it up in order to separate the things from them in order to get to the seed that you want. Can I go and crush this up in order to get the seed inside of it? And there's like shchita I can, like things I could do, let's say chol nefesh. Love every day. He didn't have it in his hand. Isn't that cute? He didn't have it in his hands, like to crush it. In other words, he didn't know the answer. Also, the Rava came in front of Rava. Amaleo, he says, molalin melilos mefarchin kitnias b'yomtov. You're allowed to go in molalin. Molalin means you're allowed to rub them together. As she says, the dash kila achayadu. This is a way of doing dash, but kila achayad, it's a shinoi. Vavilu b'shabes lav doraisa. This wouldn't be a doraisa on Shabbos, who? Elami Rabbanon of Yom Tov lo gozer. Since on Shabbos there are Rabbanon, therefore there wouldn't even gozer on Yontif to go ahead and do this. It's where you rub these two together, the grains together, and then they go out and they crumble off themselves. So you're allowed to do this also when it comes to the mustard stuff. You're allowed to do this. Isve Abaye. Abaye comes in, he frags a question. Nah. Hamolum elidus be'er of Shabbos. You just said we're allowed to do this even on Yontif. I'm going to bring you a brisa that seems to say you're only allowed to do it on Erev Yontif. Eis ve'abaye against Rava. Hamolum elidus be'er of Shabbos. Someone goes ahead and they rub these grains one onto the other before Shabbos in order to get the stuff from inside of it. And what we're going to be left with inside is you're going to have to with actually the kernels that you want and stuff around it, chaff. Lamacha, the next day, what do? Minapech miyad liyad v'ochal. You can go ahead and you could like, literally minapech is like wind. You're allowed to wind it from one hand to another and then eat it. Rashi says, this is shalok kederech chol. What you're trying to do is you want to separate the kernels and the chaff. So what you do is you throw it from one end to the next and it kind of like gets it away. Now we know that there's an issue called zoria, like winnowing. Like when you throw something up in the air and then it separates because of the wind and the heaviness of the grains versus just the chaff. Here you can go from one hand to the next. You can throw it back and forth one to the next and you won't have a problem. Aval, lo b'kanuv, lo b'tamchoy. You can't use these type of kalim that are used in order to separate things. Rashi says it's a kli that's used in order to separate this. You're not allowed to use that. Hamola melilos me'erev yontif. Let's say someone does it on erev yontif. That was erev Shabbos. That's hamola melilos me'erev Shabbos. Then you can go and throw hand to hand to get the chaff. I think of it like peanuts. You know, like when you take the peanut out of the shell, it has like that thing on top of it, and sometimes you want to take off of it. Anyway, so on Shabbos lamacha you do like this. What about if it's erev yontif? Hamola melilos me'erev yontif lamacha the next day. Menapech aliyad aliyad va'ochel. You let it do it one hand again from hand to hand. But again, aval bekanu veafilu bet. Oh, so now it goes even more makel. Says afilu bekanu veafilu betamcha. You can even use a certain kalim in order to do it, but these are not like intense kalim, like big plates and things like that. Aval lo betavel benapo lo kvar. You can't use sifters and sieves and things like that to go and use it. That would be a problemo to go and do such a thing. Now, what's the point? Both these are talking about from before Yontif, which means may erev Yontif in, but Yontif lo. So why are you saying you'll add a molel melilos? So you could do one against the other, but you just see from this price, so you can only do it erev Yontif. Says the Gemara, no, I feel it him, but Yontif. You can even do it on Yontif. I did the Tana Reishim, Erev Shabbos, since in the Reish it says, May Erev Shabbos, and therefore Tana Sefer Nami Erev Shabbos, and the Sefer we also said, Erev Shabbos. But you can even do it on Yontif, Erev Yontif. But really, you can even do it on Yontif itself as well. Clearly, the Shabbos one, you couldn't be talking about doing on Shabbos itself, because right, that is at least in a Siddur Abanan. But on Yontif, where we don't have that, we weren't goes there, so therefore you're allowed to do it on Yontif itself. And it was just to keep the things parallel in linguistically that we kept it as such. Okay, so that fact the Gemara, now comes the question, and the question is going to be on our Mishnah. Im Kain, if it's really true that you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to rub them back and forth on Yontif. Matsinu Truma Shezakai Baramasa. We found the case at Truma that you could take off on Yontif. Now we said you're not allowed to take off on our Mishnah, you can't take off Truma on Yontif. Right? Utanan. Lo im amart. Lo, not so, is a quote from our Mishnah. Im amart im truma sheino zake baramasa. If we know you're not allowed to take off truma on yontif. Right? Oh, so that quote. But over here we seem to say, if you're allowed to be mola malilos, that means on yontif itself and eat it. And obviously you can't eat it before you're taking off truma, some ices and all that stuff. So it means you're allowed to take off truma even on yontif itself. Oh, kasha, says the Gemara. Lo, kasha. This is not a kasha. It's okay. You could still go ahead and rub these things on Yontif and take out their grains, and it's still not a problem. Why? Beep, Yud Gimel and Aleph. Ha Rebbe, ha Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. We could just say that this brisa, this statement over here that we're talking about is Rebbe, and our Mishnah was going in the world of Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. So it's just a machlokes. Rebbe says you are, and it's not our Mishnah. So you're allowed to take off Truma. And this over here, our Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, who says, no, you're not allowed to go ahead, and you're not allowed to take off Truma on Yontif itself. The tiny is willing to Nebraisa. Hichneshi balim, lasos mem isa. Let's say you go and you brought into your house, you brought grain, shibalim, in order to go ahead. Shibalim is like when they're still in their stalks and everything is still like from the fields. Lasos mem isa, you brought it there in order to go ahead, and ultimately what you want to do is you want to make dough from it. Ochel mehem arai, you're allowed to eat from them in an arai fashion, which means temporary upater, and now you don't have to take off trumas and maisos, right? Because we know there's a process that has to be done in order to hit that now you're chayiv and truma and maiser and all this kind of stuff. It's called meruach. It's when you smooth out all the pile. So what happens is they take all the stuff that's in the field and they make it into nice, beautiful piles. And even then, after that, what they go ahead, okay, I take a step back. If you didn't do all the processes necessary, then it doesn't yet be chayev in truma. What they would first do is they would thresh it out in the fields, and then they would go, and then they would make the different piles, separate everything together, and it's ready to go. If you didn't hit that yet, so then you're not chayev in trumas and maisos, and therefore, this is talking about midoraisa. Midoraisa, you can eat it, and there's no issue. Have a whole meal. But midorabanan, they say, we don't want you doing that. It doesn't look good, so you can have achilas arai. You can't have achilas keva, but you can have achilas arai. So it says over here that the time, you don't have to buy. But if you didn't bring them in to make dough, you brought them lemola melilos, which is to have them one by one individually, so then you're not far away from the end of the product that you have to now be saying you're not having shumas and maisos. You brought it in right now to eat. It's ready to go. So then Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe's going to say you're going to be chayev in such a thing to go off and take off trumos from eating before you eat them, before you eat anything from them. Even now, before you set them up and thresh them and do the whole shtickle, even now you're going to be chayiv to do all this. From Yosef Yehuda Poter, Yosef Yehuda, he argues and he says, don't, you're putter until you actually have the whole process. I don't care about this individual move that now you're being different than the world and you're going to do something with your molam and lilos. Until you thresh it and pile it up, it's not going to be chayiv. Rashi points out, where's Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda coming from? Why is he saying it's putter? Hey, this is taka, like kilo, it's finished. Now the molam alilos, this is what I want it for. So as soon as I bring it in then, it's going to be chayv and truma, right? So he says no, because Rashi says diganachaksiv v'hainu meruach de'im digon ella kibbutz b'kri. The pasuk says reishis diganacha, which means the first of your grain. When you talk about bringing wheat in something, that's not called finished product grain. And only once you go out and you make it into piles in meruach and you smooth it out, and once that's done, then all of a sudden you're going to be chayv. Before that, you're not going to be chayv. So now we're okay, because our Mishnah is not Rebbe. Our Mishnah is Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, who says that you don't take off the Truma, which works nicely. And over here we say, hey, you take off the Truma at a different place, a different time, a different stage. That's Rebbe. So everything's working beautifully now. Don't forget, though, Kontra Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, our Mishnah, you do not take off Truma on Yontif. In fact, Lamar, really? So we found a case that you taka do take off truma. Let's say you brought in the stuff, all these grain, in order to go make dough from them. And you changed your mind. And now you change. You want to go ahead and just have the kernels, right? You're going to rub them together, and then you want to eat that. The tavla biyome. Now what ends up happening is they become tevel right then on yontif. This is an interesting case that Rashi brings down. He explains that if you bring it into your house and you had in mind that you're going to do the threshing, you're going to do meruach, you're going to smooth it out in these piles. Now, when you do that, now it opens up into the concept that you have truma is coming. Soon it's coming, right? Even just bring it into the house. Now, if you go and you finish that all up, it's okay. Then you're going to be chayev, right? But if at that moment you change your mind and you're never going to get there, since you opened up the concept by bringing it in order to go ahead and you had a mind to do it, to smooth out all the process, when you now change your mind to do it for something else, you become chayev at that very moment. So therefore, you find a case that even Rav Yosef Yehuda would say that you do truma on Yontif itself. Oh! So now again, this is the question which we had originally. So how could you say that our Mishnah says that you're not going to be chayiv and giving you, that there's never a case you take off truma on Yontif? We see that even according to Rav Yehuda, there is a case you're going to take it off, which is our Mishnah. Ella, my truma, what does it mean when the Mishnah says truma, you don't take off truma on Yontif? Rove truma. All it means is that generally you don't. Okay, fine, there are exceptions, and you found the exception. But the general rule is you don't take off truma on Yontif. This is an exception to the case. Okay, so now we are sitting, we answered the problem. We had a problem with our Mishnah, and we ended up by saying, okay, there are exceptions to the rule that there are sometimes that even Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, who is our author of a Mishnah, would say that you take off truma on Yontif. Well, generally you do not. Okay, so we saw there's a machlokas Rebbe and Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda about molam alilos. That Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda still holds that that's not the normal way of doing things. The way it is, you thresh it, you make it in a pile, you smooth it out, and only then are you going to be chayiv in it. But before then, you won't be chayiv in it. And Rebbe said, no, if people do it like that and that's what they want to do, they're going to be chayiv. So now Abaye says, qualifies that machlokas. Amar Abaye, machlokasan, you should know that the machlokas is bishibalim. It's only talking about when you have these grains. When you have the shibalim, is these stalks of grain. Rashi says, Bahanu hu de pater Rav Yosi. That's where Rav Yosi says is pater from truma. The Ruben ledisha ve'ein garnon ela b'meruach. It's not considered like the goren, which is the goncha. It's only considered like a goren once it is meruach, once you smooth it out. Aval bekitnius, when it comes to beans, Rashi says yesh b'nei adam harbe shein choften osan yachad. You don't grab them all in one thing. Like when it comes to grains, you gather up a ton of it and then only then you use it. Or ela kidei kidei rasan, you take off one at a time as much as you need in order to spice your pot. Lefika achnasasam bechavilin zeo garnam. Even just bringing them together, that's already considered like it's in the goren and you're going to be chayav already. So he says afal kitnius. He says, even just gathering together, that itself makes it into a state of tevel, and that's chayiv to take off truma right there. Even if you didn't do dash, you didn't do the threshing, you didn't do meruach kri, even Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda would be masking in such a case. And they bring a raya. Lema Messiah, let's try to sing from a heiliger Mishnah and Trumos, to bring that this is a raya to that point. Mishnah Truman says, "Mi shahayulo chavile tilson shel tevel." Let's say a person had bundles of tilson. Rashi says, "Min kitniusu." We saw earlier it's fenugreek that gives like a sweet taste. You take a little bit of that in order to go ahead and put it into a pot. Hare ze kotesh. when we're trying to figure out what we're going to be doing in terms of taking out Truma for it, Harizei Kotesh, the first thing you do is Kotesh. Rashi says that for it is considered its Disha, which means you crush it. You crush it down. U'mechashiv kamazer yishbem, and then you do like a little cheshbon. Rashi says, Mu'umad, you estimate how much zera, how many seeds they have inside of them. This is talking about the fact that we know when you take off Truma, it's either 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, but Lamaisa, it doesn't have to be exacting in this. So you go and you mechashiv how much it is, and then umafresh al zera, and then you go and you take off for the zera, for the seed itself. Veinu mafresh al eitz, but not on the eitz. Rashi says, ain tzarich lahafresh min hakashim, you don't have to take off from the actual hard part. Rashi says an important point. Why would you have thought that? V'afal pi shetam eitzu apir yushava, even though the taste of the stalk, the wood that it's coming off, that as the seed's connected to it, it tastes the same. Lo chayvu chachamim b'maisos mitikatani chavilim shel tevel alma asuraisa tevel. So we learned that it's only the actual seeds themselves, but not the stuff coming off, the wood coming off of it. Now, my lav, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi, isn't this going nicely according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Da amar hasam lo tavla, hacha tavla. He said over there, Rav Yosef Yehuda, he said when it came to these grains that you go and you bring in, the individual things, that's not considered tevel when you rub them together. But over here, he does see that it's tevel. Oh, it must be that you see that this is an example. Also, he agrees to the fact that when it comes to the beans, that it's going to be chayev in teruma, even a little bit at a time. Says Gemara, lo, maybe this isn't Geraya. Who says that that's working in the world of Rav Yosef Yehuda? Maybe that whole mission is Rebbe. Rebbe, say it's actually Rebbe who says that what? That even the molalilos, whatever it is, his stuff is going to be chayev. And here also it's going to be chayev. And maybe Rav Yosef Yehuda will also say the beans, you don't have to go ahead and take off Truma also until you do Meruach and Oshtiko Torah. If it's like, hold on a second. You want to say it's Rebbe? E Rebbe, my Iria Tilson, why are you talking about this type of thing called fenugreek? I feel Shibolim Nami, even when you're dealing with the grains. It's more of a chiddush to say that by grains, when it's a smaller amount, not by the fenugreek shtickle. So then why would you say that this is Rebbe when you're dealing with the fenugreek? Afili shibolam nami. In fact, the Gemara, okay, elamai. So what's your option? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? You want to say it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? But again, lashmi'inan sharmine kitnios. V'kol shekein tilson. Teach me by other types of beans and things like that. Other types of kitnios that you're going to be chayav in, and kol shekein tilson, which is when you come and it's taken not in large amounts, but in very small amounts. Ela tilson itzuchale. Must be that the Mishnah dafka to teach the case of tilson, of fenugreek. How come? Kasaka tatachamina, you would have thought, hol v'tam eitzo pir yushava, since the eitz, the stalk, the wood, and the pri itself, the seeds, they taste the same, then lifrosh name eitzo, you have to take off also on the eitz, kamash melang, you don't have to take it off truma from the eitz itself. But Taka, we say that there's working in the world of Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, and yet, sorry, not like that. Therefore, we don't have a riot to say that's Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. Really, the reason why we had to write it over there is to teach us a chiddush that you don't have to go ahead and give truma from the stalks, from the wood of it, even though it tastes like it itself. Fine, so we don't have a riot for it, but still we could say that he would agree when it comes to the beans. Now we're going to see something really strange that Tosos actually says you don't find anywhere where there's an Ikad Da'amri that does a flip, a 180, to say that the Machlokas in their Metzias was a totally different Machlokas, just the opposite. So he gives a whole other approach to what this means, but nonetheless, we're going to see a flip now. Ikad Da'amri Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Machlokas b'shibolim, the Machlokas comes to the concept of shibolim. Aval b'kitnias divrei hakol yisrael, it's a lo tavla, a flipperoo, that everybody agrees that it's not tevel, and that you don't go ahead and you don't do trum over there until you do the whole shtickle of dash and meruach and the whole shtickle of toira. When it comes to these little beans and stuff like that, therefore it wouldn't have the same din over there. So again, the Machlokas originally stays the same over there about whether the Molo Malilo stuff is going to be Chayav and Truma. Rebbe says yes, or Rebbe just says no. When it comes to the idea of the Kitnias, what happens over there? And that's where they say both of them are going to say that it's not considered Tevel until everything comes together. Smoothed out, threshed, the whole thing. Is that so? Says the Gemara. Meisavei. What about what we know we have in the Mishnah that says Misha yechavi l'tilson shel tevel, like we brought it before. You have there's a bundle of chavile, bundles of tilson of fenugreek, which is tevel. Hare Right, you go and you crush it up. You estimate how much seeds over there, and then you take off and you give off the trumas. But you don't give from the eights, from the wood. Now, my lav tevel shel truma. Is it not so that when the Mishnah over there says the word tevel, it means tevel of truma? Which makes it sound like even before it gets in a pile and is totally threshed and all that shtikl toila, this Mishnah is saying that fenugreek is arguing to be chayev in truma. Oh, which goes against Abayu, who says that both of them come along and they say that it's not tevel until they go put into the whole shtikl. What does it mean, tevel? It means tevel tavel shel trumas meiser. This is an unusual type of tevel. What it means generally, when we say tevel, means you can think of truma. You have truma, it's called tevel. But here we're talking about tevel shel trumas meiser. Someone called trumas meiser. What's trumas meiser? We know the order. First you take off truma. That's, let's say, 2% goes to the Kohen. Then you take off meiser. That's 10% that goes to the Levi. And then the Levi has to take off something called trumas meiser. He takes off 10% of that, and the Levi has to give it to a Kohen. And there was a step that was skipped over here, because we know that the first step is you go and you thresh it and you put it into the kri, you smooth it off. Then you take off truma. Then you take off meiser. Then you have truma's meiser. What happened over here is that they didn't yet go pile all the stuff up. And all that happened is while it was still in bundles and it wasn't yet opened up and then spread out and threshed and then smoothed, none of that happened yet. And yet still you took off meiser first. And once you took off meiser and there was no truma, you're not chayiv in truma yet, but you are chayiv in truma's meiser. And therefore the Levi has to now take off from that portion that he got and give it to the Kohen. And that's what it means. Tevel, it means it's tevel from taking off Trumas Meiser. Ugdor Avohu, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Like him, the Amar Avohu, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Meiser Rishon Sheik Dimo Bishibolim. Let's say Meiser Rishon, that you skip the line. Sheik Dimo Bishibolim, and you end up taking off Meiser Rishon before you ended up doing Truma. It was still in the stalks and it wasn't yet spread out and threshed and all that shtickle toida. Shemo Tovlo Lechumas Meiser. It's now, once you and like setting it up as such, it becomes Tevel in reference to Chumas Meiser, like we just explained. Frank the Gemara, if that's really true, that that's the case we're talking about over here, then why did it say Kotesh, right? It said you have to crush it up, the fenugreek, crush it up, take out the seeds, and then estimate Kotesh Lameli, what's Shaychus? Why do you have to do that before you're taking off Chumas Meiser? Lema lay, let it just be that the Levi says to the Kohen, Kehechid Yavali, Hachi Yahavdi Lach. Just like they gave it to me as such, I'm going to give it to you like this also. Before they threshed it, before they set it up, or whatever it is, just go ahead and give it like that. Amarava, I'll tell you why. Kinasa, it's a kinas. It's a kness. You know why? Because you shouldn't have taken it, my friend. You went out of order. The order is at first they go ahead and they take off truma. And then, Maisa, the fact that you went out of order, now we're giving you a kness. You're not allowed in midaraisa to do this. Go out of order. But if you did it, it does work. So you went against the rules over here. So now you get a kness. Interesting. It's just because he even accepted it, meaning he shouldn't have even accepted like that. Now he's got to do this work, crush it up, and then go do what he's got to do. Tanya Namiyach, you have a Bryce who backs himself. Ben Levi, Shinosu Shibolim by myself. If you have a Ben Levi and it's given to him, Shibolim by myself, Shibolim means it's still in its bundles, it's still in its stalks, it's not yet processed properly. Osa, he's got to process it before he goes and gives Trumas Meiser. Anavim, if it's coming with grapes, Osa, he's got to make it into wine first and then give it. Zesim, if he's given olives, Osa, shaman, he's got to make it into oil. Umafrish aleim Trumas Meiser, and then take over Trumas Meiser. Venosa the coin, give it to a coin. Shekeshem, Shetruma Gedola, Eino Niteles. Beep. Ella mina gorin mina yekev. You'd give him a base. Turn the page. Just like the regular normal truma is not taken except for from the gorin and from the yekev, meaning it's already processed and done and ready to go. Grain and wheat, which are eatable to eat and use now, and wine, which is ready. Kach trumas meisin utelas ella mina gorin mina yekev. It's got to be completely and totally processed, and now the Levi has got to work that out. Frek the Gemara, but you know, when we brought up this whole shtickle and we said mechashiv, you have to estimate how much it is and you give it. We're saying that's tevel of trumas meiser. That's weird. What do you mean mechashiv? Hamadida boy, you need it to be measured. Rashi points out that I get it when it's Yisrael who's going and giving truma. That there's no shir min haTorah. It just says you have to go and give off reishis to gancha, and it's a rabbanon who came along and they give a shir of ayin yafeh, a beninus, a rav, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, approximately 2%. Let's go with a beninus. Therefore, even with you know, you evaluate, you know, you estimate, and you're good to go. You guesstimate. Because even just chita achas poteres is a kri. You just take off one grain and you're good. Midaraisa. Avagabe Levi, when it comes to a Levi, it says meiser min ha-meiser. If it's arich lindon, it's got to be a particular amount. So what do you mean that it's mechashif? Hamani, who is this like then? Must be Abba Elazar ben Gimelhi. It's Abba Elazar ben Gimel. He apparently holds, you're even allowed to guesstimate this. The Tanya is really Tana Braisa. Abba Elazar ben Gimel Omer. V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. Truma, when you're dealing with truma, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. It's got to be nechshav. Rashi says, b'levim ksiv. V'shtei trumas akasim adamer. The Pasuk is talking about two different types of trumas. So it says trumaschem. Rashi says, v'shtei trumas akasim adamer. The ksiv kidogan min agoren zu truma gedola. Trumaschem zu trumas meiser. So achas truma gedola, v'achas trumas meiser. One's called truma gedola, regular truma you give. And one's called trumas meiser. Both of them are called truma. Therefore, he puts them together and says, "Kishem shetruma gadol." And he tells Ba'omer, "Just a truma gadol can be done by guessing, estimating, more or less, uba machshava, and actually just thinking about it. With you don't have to actually go and separate it, or you don't even have to speak it out." Rashi says, "Machshava nosin eino b'tzad zeh ve'ochel b'tzad acha." You can look at your eyes over there; that's what you're setting aside for it, and you're allowed to eat from another part. As the pasuk said, "V'nechshav v'artuvayu koi v'hadaka yalef la mitrumas gedola mishum omid nakat la." Right, so too kach trumas meiser, and he tells ba'omer u'machshava. So too trumas meiser, allowed to do like that as well.
Period. Zag the Gemara, Gufa. Amar Avraham Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Let's throw back. Ma'aser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibalim. If you have Ma'aser Rishon, you go out of order. Shemo Tovlo the Trumas Ma'aser. Now you set it up that it's Trumas Ma'aser. My Taima. Now that you said it for Trumas for Ma'aser Rishon, it now becomes Tevel for Trumas Ma'aser. Why? What's Pshat? Why does it become Tevel? It wasn't yet done through the whole process. Answers Amar Rava, hold the Yotza love Shem Ma'aser. Since it now takes on a shame of Ma'aser, therefore it has to be Chayiv in Trumas Ma'aser. Now we're going to go into like throwbacks. We saw this in Baruchos, I believe. Take a look. Are you looking over here? Oh, it's in Shabbos and in Erevin and Psachim. I remember also in Brachas, but okay. Amar Shimon Lakish, Ma'aser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibalim. Let's say you jumped the gun over here, right? We went out of order. You didn't take off Truma, but you took off Ma'aser beforehand. Then what's the din at that state? Pater mi Truma Gedola. You don't have to take off Truma Gedola anymore. You don't have to do it. Shenemar, we learned this already many times. Shenemar, Varimosa Mimenu, Truma Sashem, Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser. Varimosa Mimenu, you go ahead, and this is talking about by Ma'aser Rishon. You go and you separate from it, from Hashem's Truma, Ma'aser from Ma'aser. What that means is Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser you take off. And that's known as Ma'aser, Trumas Ma'aser, you take off of Ma'aser. But Velo Truma Gedola, Utrumas Ma'aser, Mina Ma'aser. But you don't take off both Trumas Ma'aser and Truma. You don't take off, so you don't take off Truma anymore. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, Rav Papa comes along and comes out of Abaye now. He said, now hold it, dollar. Rav Papa's talking to Abaye. He says, Ihachi, if it's really true, Ihachi, that we have this pasuk coming to tell us that a Levi doesn't have to take off Truma Gedola from the Ma'aser, then Afilu Gdimu B'Kri Nami. Right? Because you know, the normal thing is you go Truma, then you take off Ma'aser, then he has to take off Trumas Ma'aser. He doesn't have to take off Truma Gedola. It's Afilu Gdimu B'Kri Nami. Even if he goes out of order and he takes Ma'aser before Truma, then he also should be Pater to take off Truma Gedola. Afilu Gdimu B'Kri Nami, even if he took it off even before they did the kri. There's different stages, right? There's bishibalim, before you actually smoothed it out or anything, and then they went ahead and gave it. And then there's once it came to the kri, it's already ready to go, and now truma has to be given, and then the levi goes and takes it. Hey, why should he have to give over there? Afilik dimu b'kri nami, not even bishibalim he shouldn't have to give yet. We know that that's not true. We know in such a case he has to give truma gedola, even from that. Amalei, alecha makra, the pasuk says, mikol matnoseichem tarimu es kol trumos Hashem. From all of your gifts, tarimu, you have to give off. It's called trumas Hashem, of all the trumas Hashem, all the different types of trumos. You have to give. Says Gemara, hold on a second. Umar Isa. How do you know which pasuk is going on what? Why are you saying that now there's going to be chayiv levi if he takes off to give truma, meaning truma gedola to the kohen, from Ma'aser, that's talking about when you take it from the kri, from when there was a pile, it's all smoothed out. And then when it says that he's potter to do such a thing, it's talking when you took it from the shibolim, from the grains, and the before, when the bundles, before it's actually smoothed out. Says Gemara, simple, because hi, idgan, v'hai, lo idgan. The ones that are in the kri are considered dagan, idgan already. V'hai, lo idgan, those are not considered yet dagan.
when you have it in the kri, it's already considered chayiv and truma, and then you go and you try to pull shtick, you're still chayiv to have to deal with that. But if you did it beforehand, then you actually circumvent the whole process, and then you don't have to go ahead and go backwards and give from that in the truma. Again, simply put, you're still out in the field and everything, the chayiv of truma didn't even come into effect altogether. And that's why you're able to circumvent it even before it gets off the ground. But once it's off the ground, now the chiv comes into play, which in a kri, the chiv is there, and therefore you have to pay it back. So that's why we explain one pasuk saying your chayiv is when it's already a kri, when the chiv comes into play. And the other pasuk saying that you don't go and give from something else is talking about before you're a chayiv altogether and circumvented it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. This is going to get into a new sugya. We're going to pick up Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.